Good morning, my friends. How are we this beautiful day? And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And dads, you better have a plan. And children too, I guess, but especially dads. Yeah, mom doesn't get as upset at the kids. It's more the dad is the one in trouble. Anyway, but let's see here, folks. It is a wonderful thing to be gathered in our Father's house today. And there's a lot going on. Wait till we get to the prayer time. There's a list. It is insane. But you know what? God's big enough to handle it. He's big enough to walk us through every crazy situation that life throws at us and carry us through it, give us the strength we need, and help us. And so today we all know we're gathered here because we need him. We need him for strength to get through every day, but we need him also for the forgiveness of sins that we need because we've blown it this week, as usual. And isn't it wonderful that our God welcomes us in and just continues to shower us with the love and grace that we so desperately need and to continue to carry us even though we don't deserve it, and that we have the day that we look forward to the day when we're going to be with him forever. And so as we come into God's house today, let us begin remembering the day that we were brought into his family in the gift of baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this beautiful day, Lord, and the celebration of mothers today, Lord. I pray that you would continue to be with us, Lord, as we open your word and hear from you and return to you thanks and praise for all that you have done for us, Lord, as you fill us up and give and provide for our every need. Once again, Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to understand, to remember, to think, to apply, to just spend time with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of these things. In your holy name we pray. Amen. My friends, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all of your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's return praise and thanksgiving to this God who has provided for us forgiveness once again.
To the God who heals, we sing sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always takes away. As he hung upon that cross, and he rose up from the grave, my God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. 'Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh,
us, to you we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore you, behold you, our Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to you.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning outside and in here, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and grandmothers this morning. I'm Jeff Rabe, one of your elders here at St. Mark's, and our first scripture reading for the day is Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Scripture reading for this Sunday is John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were gathered around him, saying, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." It's the children's message, time for the children's message. So kids, if you guys would come forward at this time, one of our wonderful teachers, Jennifer Brevard, has the message for today.
Good morning. Today I brought some pets with me. They're not real, they're just pretend. So I have I have a dog. So can you tell me what I would need to take care of my dog? Ava? Food. They need food. Chelsea? Water. Water's just as important as food. Shelter. Especially when it's raining or cold outside. Dog food. Sunlight. Love. That's a good one. Yeah.
Puppy treats.
Puppy treats, yeah. What about a cat? What would I need to take care of a cat? Go ahead.
A litter box.
That's where they go to the bathroom. Yeah, it's very important. Very important. Yes.
Water.
Food. Yeah. Some cat treats, Ava. Toys, Chelsea. Care. Those are all great things to take care of our pets. I actually have 3 cats at home, so I make sure that they have food and water every day. Make sure the litter box is clean, otherwise they won't go to the bathroom in there. I make sure they go to the vet to make sure they're healthy, and I give them love and care. Taking care of our pets reminds me of being a shepherd. Do you know what a shepherd does? They take care of sheep. They know to follow their shepherd because they know their shepherd will take them to a big grassy area so they can eat the grass. Their shepherd will lead them to ponds or lakes so they can get water. He will also take them to nice, shady areas that are safe to rest. Being a shepherd in sheep reminds us of us. We are sheep. We want to find someone that we can guide, that will guide us, and that will protect us. But we have somebody who does that every day for us. Any guesses who that is? Ava? Jesus. You're right. Jesus is there. He always guides us. He always protects us. He cares for us and loves us so much that he gave his life for us. We can trust that Jesus is always going to be there for us. We are very important to Jesus, and he will never let us suffer. He is there for us to guide us and protect us. Will you pray with me, please? Dear Jesus, thank you for guiding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for always being there for me. In your name I pray. Amen.
All right. So, Mother's Day. I suppose I have to mention that. It's like some kind of an obligation or something. But I guess moms are kind of cool. You know, the thing is one conversation that's so rare in this world is, are you my mother? Actually, it's the name of a children's book. You guys remember that one? Yeah, that bird that like lost its mother and was walking around trying to find him. And it's a conversation that doesn't usually happen because before kids are even able to ask the question, they know who mom is. In fact, babies are very good at this even, right? If mom picks them up, they're happy. If somebody else picks them up, not always so happy, right? And we know who the mom is because the mom is the one that does the mom stuff, you know? Yeah, you guys all know those stories. All the things that moms do to keep us alive. And it's funny. When the Jewish people came to Jesus in the temple, their question was basically, are you the Messiah? And I love Jesus' answer, very much like with moms. Jesus said, well, do I do Messiah stuff? Right? I mean, he's walking around teaching about God. You know, he's walking around healing people, giving sight to the blind, and even raising people from the dead. He's doing the Messiah stuff. stuff, the stuff that was prophesied in the Old Testament. But you know, in this case, there was actually a specific reason that they asked that question on this day. Because this was the day of the Festival of Dedication, which we would also call Hanukkah. Right? And you guys, do you guys know what Hanukkah is all about? I mean, the way it worked is this, is that that there was the Seleucid Greeks were in, you know, dominating Jerusalem, and they were so bad, they actually put their own false gods and statues and stuff in God's temple. This was not okay with the Jews. And finally, the Jews were able to, a leader stepped up named Maccabees. That was actually his title more than his name. And they were able to kick the Greeks out. And they sent another army in, and they kicked them out. And another army, and they kicked them out. And after all that, they wanted to rededicate the temple. So they went in the temple, and they took out all the pagan stuff. And the Greeks had also, like, stolen stuff out of the temple, like the menorah that was in the temple, that great big candelabra that was in there. And so Maccabees had one made of inferior material because it's all they had, but he had one made. And then they found that they only had enough oil for one day, but it was going to be 7 days before they were going to be able to get more oil. And so they said, well, let's light the candle and see what's happened. And then they talk about how God miraculously made the oil stay, those candles burn on one day's worth of oil for 7 days until more oil could be consecrated. And so this festival of dedication is the festival of the dedication of the rededication of the temple to God, the reconsecration of the temple after it had been defiled by the Greeks. And you guys know in Jesus's day, there was another occupying army. And on the day of the dedication, the Jewish people had very much in their mind, when is God going to send us a leader who is going to kick out the Romans? When is this going to happen? And so on this day, the Jewish people come to Jesus and they said, tell us plainly, don't keep us in suspense. Tell us, are you the one? Because if you're the one, let's get this going. Right? And Jesus' answer was unexpected. It is funny because he doesn't come right out and say, I am the Messiah, but he really does come right out and say, I am the Messiah. You know what I mean? He basically says, okay, listen, look at what I do. Does that look like Messiah? Listen to what I say. Does that sound like Messiah? But you won't listen because you are not of my sheep. I know this because my sheep listen to my voice. Now, this is very bad news for the people that were questioning him. But it's very good news for us today. Because of what Jesus did for us and because the work of the Holy Spirit in us and the conversion that the Spirit gives us and the faith that he puts in us and the adoption that we have into God's family, and in this, I guess the metaphor for the day would be into God's flock, that we are his sheep, right? And so because we are his sheep, what do? We listen to his voice, right? You know what? On Mother's Day, the church is always full. You ever notice that? On Father's Day, gentlemen, why is this? And the question is that are we listening to his voice? I mean, he says, don't, you know, don't neglect the gathering together as some do. But do we neglect the gathering together? Yeah, we do. So are we listening to his voice? I mean, there's a lot of things God has to say, right? Like, gentlemen, I'm going to take you to task again. I don't know why. I'm one of you. I'm just as guilty as everybody else. But nevertheless, thing is this. Mother's Day plans, right? Your job, according to God, is to love your wife only as much as Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her. So, how's it going? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what it means when we like say we hear his voice. We not just hear, that's too passive. We listen to his voice, right? That's convicting. We're the sheep that don't listen very well all the time. But let's go back to the history, right? Because this is the day of the dedication of the temple, right? And the reason that the Jewish people were expecting God to send a Messiah, somebody who would rescue his people from the trouble, is because God had done this before, right? Starting with Moses when the children of Israel were in Egypt, and then Joshua who helped the children of Israel conquer the promised land, right? And then when the Midianites came in, God sent Gideon to be the one, the judge who would come together and help the children of Israel and lead them to freedom. And then when the Philistines came in, he sent Samson, right? And over and over and over again, when the children of Israel got into trouble, when there was somebody who was oppressing them, somebody who was causing them trouble, God would send a Messiah, little m, Messiah, right? And all the Jewish people wanted today was another little m Messiah, but God loved them more than that. God's plan was bigger than that. And God sent them the ultimate Messiah. All the other Messiahs before this were like I say, little m, little like Messiahs that kind of pointed to the idea of somebody coming and rescuing God's people. But this Messiah is different. This is the very Son of God. The one born of a virgin. The one who is fully God and fully man. The Word of God who became flesh and lived among us. The one who is chosen by God. The one who is God himself. The one who came to sacrifice himself. The one who came to rescue all mankind from sin. The one who came so that we can live forever. And Jesus was saying, listen, I am the Messiah. But there's a lot more to it than what you're thinking. And the Jewish people were not interested in having Messiah redefined for them. They knew what they wanted. And if Jesus wasn't going to be what they wanted, they were not going to accept him. But the people who listened to his voice, and let's talk about that. The listening to his voice, we can't take any credit for this. It's not like we're better than the people who don't listen. It's not like we're somehow superior or loved more by God or something like that. What it is this. We didn't fight God. we allowed God to take us. That the Spirit comes in us and He comes to us and changes us if we let Him. But there are some who don't let Him. There are some who fight Him for whatever reason. And those are the ones who will not listen. Those are the ones who are not saved. The rest of us are saved because the Spirit helps us. The Spirit converts us. The Spirit connects us with Jesus. Jesus earns our salvation and prepares a place for us. And Jesus will come back and get us. It's all Him. But here's the really amazing part. We have such security in this salvation. Look at how Jesus emphasizes this in the text for today. He says, "My sheep are mine. They listen to me, and I know them." Now, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, God knows you, right? And then he says this, "And no one can pluck them out of my hand." So in this relationship with God, who is doing the holding on? Isn't that a good thing? Because just like the Jewish people were, like, they would drift away from God over and over again. The Israelites, you know, throughout the wilderness and then in the land of Canaan, and they just would wander away, and God would always call them back. And no matter how unfaithful they were, God would continue to be faithful to them. And God is telling us in this text today, we have the same arrangement. When you're unfaithful, God will be faithful. When you are not listening, God will continue to hold on to you, and nothing can take you out of His hand. And then, just in case you missed that, then Jesus starts talking about the Father. And He says, "The Father is greater than everything, and nothing can pluck you out of His hand." So in case you don't have enough, you don't think Jesus can hang on to you, the Father is also holding on to you. My friends, this is an incredible truth. A truth that is like, it's the most comforting thing in the world, because If my salvation depends on my consistency, if it depends on what's the focus of my attention at different times of my life, I mean, truly, if our relationship with God is everything it should be, we literally would walk around with God beside us. Us being aware of Him, talking to Him, praying without ceasing is like some of the ways the Bible talks about it, that we would be always aware of Him, and that every decision that we make, we would make in order to bring glory to this God who is with me. And the reality of that is absolute. We know that is actually the truth, that the Father, that Jesus, that we have the Holy Spirit living in us, that He is with us always, and our lives belong to Him, and that we want to live our lives out in a way that brings glory to Him. And if our lives were perfect, if we did things the way God intended, that's how our life would be. And we don't even come close. But He holds on to us. He gives us what we need. He brings us into his house. He feeds us with his word. He gives us his meal. He brings us into his family in baptism. He gives us everything we need. He brings us into a family of people who can, as we say, mutually encourage one another as we all struggle to follow God together, that we will encourage each other, exhort each other, teach each other, help each other with all the things that our life brings us, but especially with things related to the faith and staying faithful to God. Because he loves us that much. It's who he is. He is the good shepherd. He takes care of his sheep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are an amazing God, a God above all, a God who is so mighty, so powerful, Lord, but so incredibly focused on loving us. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in us. Lord, we don't deserve it, but you are faithful even when we are not. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in us faith, Lord, so that on that last day, when you come again for us, we will all be swept up with you to the place where things are finally set right and our relationship will be with you like it should be. Thank you, Lord, for all these things. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please stand as we confess our faith. We're going to be using the explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed. We confess. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Please be seated. And of course, as we go into our prayer time, As we go into our prayer time, we're going to obviously thank God for moms and all the things that all the ways God has blessed us through them. We're also going to be praying for Joy Bowman, who is continuing to recover from knee surgery. Richard Rue, which is Laura Margoff's father, who is struggling with pneumonia, recovering from pneumonia. We have Hope. Oh my goodness. Rusnick. Hope Rusnick's mom, Elena, who is, we're just going to pray for healing. She's got some health issues going on. We have Charlie Brown, Lewis Johnson's uncle, who is struggling with prostate cancer. We have Richard Bish, one of our members here, who's going to be having heart surgery, valve replacement on Tuesday. And then, of course, my son, Josh, who spent the whole week in Ames with him at the hospital doing a epilepsy study. He spent 4.5 days on an EEG machine, and he managed to have 4 seizures, which is, it's a weird week when we're praying that he have seizures, because, you know, now we have the diagnostic information that the doctor can do his job. So it was a good week. We learned a lot. And then... we also want to pray for Joan Salters, who broke her ankle. So, yes, she'll be hobbling for a while, but we'll pray for her anyway. All right. My friends, we got a lot to pray for, so let's start. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're an amazing God, a God above all of us, a God who provides for us in every way, Lord, for our salvation, Lord, in every need in life. And one of the most amazing gifts you have given us, Lord, for that every need in life is our moms. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless all the moms of our congregation and our community, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you do through them, Lord, the faith that you instill through them, Lord, and just, Lord, continue to bless our families, Lord, as we learn to love each other better. Lord, we pray for all these people who are sick and injured, Lord, for Joy and Richard and Elena and Charlie and Richard and Josh and Joan, Lord, just continue to give them all the health that they need, Lord. Continue to help them to mend so that they, Lord, can continue to do the work, Lord, that you gave them to do, to love the people in their lives. Lord, I pray that you would continue to help and guide, Lord, all the families of our congregation. Raise up strong faith, encourage the faith, Lord, in our children so that they can have lifelong growing relationships with you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful teachers in our school, Lord, as we celebrate this last week of appreciation of teachers. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless them, Lord, and give them all the energy and wisdom that they need to do the work that you have laid before them in loving and teaching these children. Lord, all these things we bring before you to this day, Lord, and we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me.
Glory of your presence.
God who provides has once again provided for us. He's provided for us this holy meal, his very body and blood. And through this gift, he gives us forgiveness of sins, life and salvation in his name. And now may this God, who has so richly blessed us, continue to keep you close to him until he comes for us again. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Please stand as we sing. Be seated, my friends. Kids, it is now time to run to the back. If you're going to Sunday school, Lauren will take you over there. Let's see here now. So many things going on. Next week, we're going to have, during Bible study hour, we're going to have Jennifer Hummel come talk to us. I don't think related, but nevertheless. She's the program coordinator for Christ Care for Children, and we'll speak about ministry coordinated by the LCMS. So that's going to be pretty cool stuff. Let's see. They basically connect people to children abroad. And basically make it set up sponsorships and like a pen pal type situation, which is really amazing. I know we've done things like that at our house for a long time. Let's see here. Oh yeah, Happy Mother's Day. Did I mention that? That's okay. Let's see. Lutherans for Life is doing their annual diaper drive. They do a diaper drive between Mother's Day and Father's Day. So it's begun. There are two cribs out in the back. Fill them. It'll be great. And that'll be for supplying mothers who obviously need such things. Let's see here. Now, all the moms, you guys have flowers here someplace. Oh, look, they're standing by the door ready to give them out as you guys leave. What else we got? Life team. Our life team is coming up, or is going to, I'm sorry, our life team is going to have a movie night this Wednesday, May 14th, starting at 6:30. It's the second announcement in the bulletin, and I believe it's called, the movie is called The Forge, and you can read all about it in here, all right? It's going to be for preteens and up, is what they're saying. Let's see here now. Bundt cakes are here, and I assume that means the mini Bundt cakes, too. And so they're on the connection center, and they are labeled, so you will know which one is yours. Shoo. I'm double-checking because I get in trouble doing this all the time. I got them all. That's amazing. All right, folks. God's blessings. Mothers, have a wonderful, fabulous day. Thank you so much for everything you guys do.